Hey everybody, welcome to Shared Wisdom First Week. Super excited to be here with you, and I bet you're just raring to go. Well, you can't jump in until you know where you're jumping from, right? So this week, it's really more about preparing yourself, really getting to know where you're at, reminding yourself of your tools, living in the 24-hour day compartments, and taking a look at the various aspects of yourself that you're bringing to the table now that you're ready to do something different. So the first thing that we do for this week is to do a deep dive assessment, which, by the way, will be on your PDF of all the different questions you're going to ask yourself this week about where you've come and how far you've come. What happened since you joined Personal Mastery and the form that you thought you wanted to manifest? And what actually happened since you joined Personal Mastery and that brought you here to see if you could go even deeper or go even higher in terms of your leveling up and your ascending into that person you really want to become? So it's really important that you don't rush yourself. For the whole course, it's really important that you don't rush yourself and go at your own pace. But this week particularly, we really want you to kind of settle in and really take a look around and ask this really important question that I offered everybody to ask in my book, The Map. Where am I? Where am I now? Where have I been? How long was my journey? What things did I see along the way? What did I experience? What did I lose? What did I have to let go of? What were some of the epiphanies that I've had? What have I changed in terms of my outlook, perspective, and perception on things? And these other, and there's be more questions than that, by the way, but these are the kind of things that we want to really look at this week before we jump in and try to go, I guess, get ahead of ourselves too far, because I think it's key for you to always be very, very aware that whatever you're bringing with you, these are stories, and it's as if we've collected them in a bag. And along the way, right, and we've got, oh, this is a good story, and oh, I let go of that story, but I have a story now about letting go of that story, and that story is over here, and now that one is still in my trunk, and here I am trying to go somewhere new, but I have these things, these stories that I really need to take a look at. So it's just a really, really, really important evaluation before we step into anything new, right? So I really want you to spend the entire week meditating, sitting with yourself, asking yourself these questions. Again, they'll be on the PDF. And really allowing yourself the opportunity to get to know the new you. Because this you is not going to be the same you at the end of this course either. But we do want to know is, where are we starting from? What's my starting point? What's my point of vantage? What is my bias? What am I still working on? What do I wish I had done better or more of? All of these things are going to be the mesh that provide a filter. So it's kind of like if you imagine what mesh looks like. If you've seen a coffee filter and the little mesh, it's like it's woven together. So it's a weave. So you see these little lines that go this way and this way and this way. So if you could imagine that your filter are the stories that you tell yourself about where you're at, where you've been, where you want to go, where you're not yet. And that will then provide a kind of a complex sort of a bias or a membrane or a lens through which you see the world. And we want that to be as clear as possible. Now, it doesn't have to be completely clean because then it would be no mesh at all, right? So what we want is for you to be really self-aware. And self-awareness is what we began to do in Personal Mastery, that whole thing about know thyself. So we've got to start from know thyself before we can know others or know the rest of the world. So I'm going to offer you an opportunity now to just spend a little time with me and the Oracle cards, because I'm going to choose a couple of cards that will help us do the assessment, okay? So we're always going to stick with Wisdom of the Oracle for this week. Then we're going to add new friends. The following week, we're going to add a whole bunch more of wise friends in the guise of my other Oracle decks. But for right now, we know Wisdom of the Oracle works for us. We understand the lexicon, the language is familiar to us. And so I'm going to ask two cards. What do we all need to know about looking at ourselves with clarity, assessing where we are now, and stepping and preparing ourselves for this new layer of perspective and offering that we're doing in Shared Wisdom, which includes others, the rest of the world, the conscious universe, as to how it speaks to us through the natural world and the world of conditions. Okay, so basically, what do we need to know? Well, simple. So I'm going to choose two cards, and this is for all of us, right? So everybody right now, as we start this new Shared Wisdom journey, let's pick out two cards. And of course, you know that we have the live call also with Doug and I, which are going to further this, but this is really right now as you get into this week. You can't make this up. I just love this. Okay, so no place like home. Okay, this is the very first card. And what I love about this card in this context, as we all start Shared Wisdom, is we're having a new home. But we want to know what's in the house that we bring with us. So in other words, what's in our home right now? Do we need to declutter it? What do we need to do with that house that we call home? And also, how do we feel comfortable to be at home here? And that's the really key ingredient. I don't know if the really key ingredient is a really good sentence, but I think there's too many reallys in there, but you get the gist. It's the idea of home. What does it feel like to be at ease, at peace, accepting, feeling good, feeling grounded, and just being very clear about what's in it? All right, so this makes a perfect sense as to this week's work, because that's what we're doing. We're assessing where we are now, where do we call home, and how do we become even more comfortable in our own skin, which is exactly where wisdom resides. It's in the comfort, not the discomfort, right? It's in the expansion, not the contraction. Okay, now, what else do we need to know about this? Well, we're between worlds right now. We just started Shared Wisdom. And what does that mean? Well, over here, if you were to look at the gray area as personal mastery, this is everything you've learned up to this point. And now we're going into technicolor, right? We're going over here and we're like going, oh, we're going to do all these new things and we might have another person or 10 people or, you know, so we don't want to get ahead of ourselves because we're not there yet. But we bring with us the knowledge and the wisdom that we have gained here into this, because one is still becoming the other. This tells us the story in motion. So as we did in Personal Mastery, I'm going to hammer this home in Shared Wisdom. There is no room for judgment. This is always about assessing, looking, observing, staying as neutral as we can. That's interesting. This is interesting too. You know, in order for us to always be in that vastness of potentiality, because the minute we become too personal, then we contract. Now, I'm going to repeat some of these ideas in different ways along the way in the different videos. So again, I'm going to keep bringing the same themes throughout all the videos and the next one probably too. But anyhow, this is where we are right now. This is where we start. Where am I? And if you could describe your state of mind as a place that you're inhabiting, what would that place look like? What would that place look like? Where am I right now? So I'm going to have all these great questions for you to ask on your PDF. They'll keep you busy all week. And again, take it slow, take it easy. Remember, right now we're assessing, wow, this is how far I've come. That's what we want to hear. And you need to slow down and stop to be able to do that. So remember, before you start something new, you want to know where you are now, where you've been, and also where you want to head, right? Remember this, we're setting an intention as well for Shared Wisdom. So this is a week that we want you to set an intention as well. Now, the other thing is you can always look for evidence in your oracle cards to get a clear picture of where you are right now. So I'm going to show you a 4-card reading on top of this to help you determine where you are and what you need to look at as you enter into the course of Shared Wisdom. We're using 4 cards because those are cards that represent stability. So the 4 legs of a table. Any 4 cards will do, because it's any 4 cards that are going to come up. I'm going to do one for all of us right now. So we know that those first 2 cards made total sense. Now let's take a look at where everybody is right now in terms of the general feeling of the entire group. And then, of course, you're going to do your own for this week. So remember, we talked about that little 2-card reading, and now we're going to look at a 4-card reading, really taking a look at assessing our energy. So I'm going to stop shuffling. I was going to ask you to tell me when to stop shuffling, but I just realized there's nobody there except a camera. All right, so I'm just going to choose four cards, and they're going to tell me. I'm just going to go like this, and then I'm going to turn them over to the side because that's what I'm choosing to do in advance. Okay, so I'm going to turn them this way, this way, this way, and this way. This is really great. So Yang in Protection is our very first card. So I know what it's like when we start a course and we want to just jump right in and show everybody how much we know and oh my God, this is so fun and we're going to do this and this and Colette said that and this card says slow down. Like, we're not going anywhere very fast right away. We're going to take, because we're going to be here for so long. So really, really is saying like, just relax, take it in, and stay in balance, which is to be fair, which is all about maintaining a sense of equilibrium. Remember what we talked about the pendulum swinging both ways, and that the best way to be is in a state of very little swing, no drama, detaching, coming back into neutrality. And we haven't taught this for quite some time, so that's another reason why in this first week we want to bring that back into a concept that you can reintegrate again into your psyche, because you probably haven't done that in a while. So that's the equilibrium part. Now, this is also very funny. So Here and Now is also in Protection. So it's reminding us that we have to live in 24-hour compartments, that when we enter into a dialogue in shared wisdom, let's say we have another person involved, or we're looking at an event and we're seeing the story in motion, there is a tendency to want to look into the future or to be panicked that we didn't know enough in the past. So this is really reminding us that we have to stay present in the 24 hours, and we're never going to get ahead of ourselves this week or in the entire class. So we always got to rein it back in, that we're not looking to predict. We are looking to prescribe. We are looking to translate. We are prescribed for ourselves, actually. The cards prescribe to us, and then we translate it. So I want to make very clear that one point that I accidentally turned upside down, which is really that the cards are prescriptive for us, but they are actually, when we do them for others, we translate them. The cards are not prescriptive when it comes to, you know, we are not the prescribers, we are the translators. And I'll explain that a lot more in the following lessons, but this is really key for you to start thinking about this week as you get all excited about entering into this course. Now, building blocks. That's awesome, because the last card is building blocks. We are setting a foundation step by step that we have spent a lot of time ensuring that you're going to learn this correctly in the right order. So the building blocks is key this week. That's why we are doing the assessment in the first week. We want to see where we are. Is the foundation that we set in personal mastery clear? Where do we still need more work? How do we feel? Where are we at? And always remembering, in the 24 hours, we always have to start where we are, and we need to know quickly where that is. So this is why this week we do this work. All right, I'll see you in the next video.